Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabe Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, and so is the legendary Lindsay, the digital penetrator. Capper's Corner returns. So is Whale Capper. Listen, this is an all-star show today. The countdown is on. The Santa Anita Derby rapidly approaching. Cams have been prepping. Not only for the Triple Crown, but he's been prepping for the Santa Anita Derby by betting on every race at Belmont since they've returned. And those of you that are pulling the trigger on those big, big long shots, a 38-1 just cashed at Belmont Park. What's going on, Cam Stewart?
You said it, Morenci. Belmont Park, the dogs are barking. I've never seen anything like this before. I bet a lot of ponies, and Belmont's been known, you know, a lot of chalk, and they used to call Gulfstream Chalk Stream, but I can't believe the dogs are coming in at 99-1 in second, 38-1, a couple in the 20s today. The pick threes and fours are blowing up the tote board right now. If people are blindly betting dogs or numbers, they're going to be having a very, very good day. I can't see this sustaining itself, but man, if you like dogs and you're just throwing darts, you might be rich in a couple races for sure.
All right, so we've got a lot of stuff to get to on the program. We got some capping to do, some horse capping. Whale Capper going to step up. And, of course, Whale Capper is a big fan of the ponies, and he is in Los Angeles as well. But we'll talk NBA basketball. We'll talk NFL football. We'll talk about Drew Brees a little bit with Whale Capper. We'll see who he likes as far as the NBA is concerned with the playoffs, and it has been approved. And it's taken us about 24 hours, but we're starting to figure out the format right now. We've got a lot of stuff, a lot of news from the college football world as well. Alabama, five players test positive for COVID-19, coming on the heels, of course, of Oklahoma State having three players test positive. Iowa State, players testing positive. Oh, yeah, the UFC have trainers testing positive. Despite the fact that our minds have been taken off the virus, it still exists. It's still real. And think about it, guys. These college football teams haven't really even gotten together yet. Like a couple of kids worked out together. They haven't been full-blown practices or anything like that. And there's already outbreaks. It's going to be a real challenge moving forward. I know it sounds simple, and I find it comical, actually, that the governor of Texas now says, well, 50%, 50% capacity. You went up from 25 to 50 without an event happening, bro. And secondly, there's no events to happen with fans. Evidently, I guess he means NASCAR. I guess that's where we're going with this. Because even though, like, even if Governor Abbott says, oh, 50% capacity, Mark Cuban doesn't even want to play in Dallas right now, bro. So you can have 100% capacity. 100% capacity and nothing is still nothing. And it's like the other story of the day. There's a lot of stories that are grinding my gears. The other story of the day is that Major League Baseball teams have told the announcers that they'll be doing the games from their hometowns. They won't be going on the road with the teams. And I'm thinking, well, don't you kind of need games to broadcast before you're telling the announcers this? It's like, dude, another thing that's getting to me, too. I see people are arguing on Twitter today if David Ortiz is black or not. Because he's Dominican, he's not black, he is. And it's like George Costanza said, should we be talking about this? I don't think we should be talking about this, but I'm tapping out. No more race relation talk, no more anything. When you guys are starting to argue about whether David Ortiz is black or not, because he's not American, that's when I submit. I'm tapping out, and we're sticking to sports.
I couldn't agree more, buddy.
That's all it's taking, guys, because I'm not one of the stick to sports crowd, but that's what it's taking. Stick to sports. We want to welcome everybody tuning in, all of our radio affiliates. Let's do this thing. Game Time Decisions begins now. I am Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down with a Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. The countdown is on. Despite the fact that the sky is falling and all hell is broken loose, they are running on Saturday at Santa Anita. We have the Santa Anita Derby. We're going to break it down. Whale Capper's going to step up today. We're going to talk about the NBA now that we've had 24 hours to take a look at the format. We've actually kind of figured it out right now. Alabama football, 5 players test positive for COVID. Oregon State kicks off the tight end off the team for a racially charged video that he did a couple of years ago. Turmoil with the Florida State Seminoles, and it's unbelievable. Yesterday we did the show, and, you know, like I said yesterday, I'm kind of like, whatever, we're talking about basketball. This isn't world time decisions, it's game time decisions. But obviously we had to recognize what was going on in the outside world, as we live in this sports bubble, because that's the whole point. You know, that was the whole point of the protest, so people pay attention. So we pay attention. Yesterday, the Drew Brees stuff started, Cam, and, you know, we didn't really get into it too much yesterday. I was like, well,
no.
And I tweeted out yesterday afternoon, are you guys really surprised? Like, Drew Brees is angling himself to be a politician down the road. He will be a politician, and I'm telling you what, he's not going to be a member of the Green Party, and he's not going to be a Democrat either, all right? So
Republican lock. Just,
yeah, yeah, lock, we're just the setting morning. The table here. So you know, his comments didn't surprise me. I knew, yeah. I was like, oh boy, here we go. This is going to create a firestorm. But I didn't realize how much of a firestorm, and like real, real pure anger. They were chanting last night on the streets of New Orleans, F Drew Brees, F Drew Brees. You know, even today after his apology, a lot of NFL Hall of Famers are saying too little, too late, doesn't matter. And, you know, I think this cancel culture has gone a little bit too far at this point when we're canceling Drew Brees. All right. Drew Brees isn't racist, guys. His words weren't the right choice of words. He's tone deaf. I thought it was idiotic. I was like, dude, really? You're in New Orleans. Like, yeah, what part of this don't you get? But everybody needs to chill with the cancel culture. Get on a grid. Bring it.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabe Morenci. Throw it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. A lot of stuff to get to. Legendary Lindsay from the Meadowlands, Capper's Corner. Capper's Corner was one of our, was a very, very popular segment that we were doing and throwing down at the Meadowlands before the shutdown. and the Meadowlands actually opens tomorrow. It's great to have horse racing back. We were just talking about Drew Brees a little bit, and I want to talk NBA basketball. I want to talk gambling. I want to give picks, etc. But we were just talking about, like, the cancel culture has gone too far, even though I think Drew Brees is totally tone deaf. But, you know, there's more than two sides to every story. There's 16 sides to every story. But I was just saying, you know, cancel culture has gone too far. But I, as a Buffalo Bills fan, will take that back right now and say we must cancel Jake Fromm. This guy was lucky he got drafted in the freaking first place. They threw him a bone. And now I see Jake Fromm is on Twitter. I saw it earlier, and I was like, whatever. Yeah. There's bigger things going on than Jake Fromm. And I didn't realize that Jake Fromm said that basically guns should be more expensive so only rich white people can afford to buy them. You know, good job, kid. Before you even throw a pass in an NFL preseason game, because that's the only games you were going to ever throw a pass in. I don't know. Looks like you're going to the XFL. You can join Aaron Murray, the other crap-ass Georgia Bulldog quarterback. Let's bring in Whale Capper. Let's bring in Whale Capper. And Callie in the house. It's been too long, sir. How you doing, Whale Capper?
Oh, it's been way too long. How are you guys? You guys look good.
You lie.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We look like crap.
We appreciate it. You know what? You know what? You know, we bother you when there's sports going on all the time, so we figured you needed a vacation from us. But, you know, now things are starting to come back. It was a Santa Anita Derby. We've been doing the show throughout this. We haven't missed one single show in the months. We've been doing it. Different formats, different buildings, however we can get it on the air. But we're finally starting to get up and running a little bit. We're live once again, so we figured we got to get our main man, Whale Capper, in here. So let's cut the small talk because there's so much stuff going on. Wow. I mean, 2020, Whale Capper. One for the history books, huh?
Nowhere to go but up, right? Can't get any worse.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. Things can always – yeah, don't say that. Things can sort of can get worse, but – and, you know, I don't want to make light of anything, but that's what we're here for, to make light of things. And best tweet I've seen throughout all of this, Whale Capper, is still can't believe COVID, coronavirus, blew a 28-3 lead to racism.
That is a brilliant tweet.
Can't believe they blew a 28-3 lead to racism.
Perfect summary of what's going on these last 3 months. I 2 weeks ago, it felt like, you know, coronavirus stuff news was never going to go away. And sure enough, you blink social unrest becomes by far and away the most popular thing going in terms of the news coverage. And I got to tell you, it's pretty inspirational seeing how many places around the country have gotten the message and are participating in, their constitutional right to speak up. It's very cool to see it. And places all over the world. Toronto's got involved. You got all kinds of, peaceful protests in cities all across the world. So it's pretty... it's pretty heartening. It's pretty inspirational to see how many people really are using their civic responsibility and taking this seriously. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're seeing that people are fed up. People are fed up with a status quo. And it's amazing too. It kind of flew under the radar. You know, it takes protests. It's like Seinfeld said. It's like breaking up. Like it's like rocking a Coke machine. Yeah, Cam's not. You gotta shake it. Yeah, back.
I do it all the time, buddy. Yeah, come on.
Try to shake the free soda out. Yeah, it takes a couple of times before you tilt it over. But something that flew under the radar, guys. It's been 6 years since Michael Brown and the Ferguson incidents. And 6 years. But on just a couple of days ago, there were elections going on, guys, like local elections. Ferguson, Missouri elected their first black mayor in the history of their town. You know what I mean? It took 6 years, but before it was white mayor, white judge, remember, white cops, white, it was just basically like that. You're screwed. Like your system's screwed. Remember, they only arrested like 99.9% of the arrests, etc. 6 years later, you know, and I hate to say it, but it took some windows to get broken. Right. Somewhere along the senseless deaths are just tragic. I hate that stuff. But sometimes, you know, that's the thing. Violence begets violence. But so it's amazing. So everything sort of settles down. It's amazing, a Whale Capper. Okay, we put this in perspective, Capper. And I'll throw this at Whale Capper because he went to Duke. He's a smart guy.
Yes,
so,
he is.
But look at coronavirus. We were all like locked inside. People are like protesting. I need a haircut. I want to, you know, go open up and stuff like that. And basically, 2 days before opening, you know, riots break out. It's basically like being a prisoner and like you're about to get out of jail and you decide to start a riot inside the day before you leave. And it gets yeah. tagged on. Then we have like this vicious civil unrest and things are really ugly. And it sort of calmed down a little bit, right? You know, the protests were peaceful during the day. There was systematic change being made. There, like you said, it was a nice thing to see. Nighttime could be ugly. And then everything sort of calmed down. And then, boom, an hour later, nobody had, let's cancel and make Drew Brees retire in the pool, did they?
Like, nope.
You know what I mean? Like. And then, like, almost 24 hours later, it's gone from Michael Thomas telling him to go F himself and everyone else, like, hating him to, like, yeah, we good now. Like, we go from 0 to 60, back to 0 to 60 again. Yeah, I can't even keep up with the outrage all the time anymore, Whale Capper.
Gabe, this is all predictable. If we had done a show in March and you'd been like, hey, you know what? We're going to lock people in their houses for 2-3 months. What do you think the outcome of that is going to be? The idea that there was going to be social unrest, you know, 30-40% unemployment right now. Like these, like people don't have, you know, the opportunity to go out and just live their lives because of the coronavirus. And if you look back through history, you looked at the Spanish, you know, the Spanish flu pandemic that swept through in the late 19 teens. Same sort of thing. That's that summer after that first wave of the flu hit, there was just widespread social unrest. It was just brutal. You know, you reintroduce people into society after all of this time they've been spent indoors, you know, being told, you know, what they can and can't do. Like, tempers are just hot right now. And I think I would be surprised if we don't see this sort of thing continue throughout the summer, especially if they can't get, you know, can't get the economy restarted to the degree where we get people back to work. It's going to be an extremely tough task. In the United States, we certainly don't seem to have the leadership in place to, you know, to pull this off. I would be more surprised if things kind of go, you know, cool off and go back to normal than if, you know, this is sort of the new normal, at least throughout this summer. Because, you know, you can only ask people to do so much. You know, you can only ask them to bear so much loss, so much heartache. And in, you know, the next kind of wave of, you know, as people are struggling to pay for rents and pay for, you know, pay for mortgages, pay their car loans and stuff like that, and they're wondering how and when they're going to get work again. Like, this has the potential to get worse before it gets better, just in terms of how kind of the national kind of feeling is about you know, this entire pandemic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not now. Oh, yeah. Press cam.
No. Whale Capper really brought it. And Gabe, just the one thing that I want to say quickly is, too, like, don't be fooled by these companies, mortgage companies and stuff. Hey, we'll let you off and stuff. Read the fine print. They'll give you money now, but it's kind of like a big loan. You'll be paying for a hell of a lot more down the line. So be very, very careful.
As Whale Capper stated, very eloquently stated, too, both of you. By the way, there's an election coming up, too, right? Yes. Oh, just by the way. And I got to tell you, too, I've heard this, and, you know, I don't want to admit how old I am, but I'm bald, not willingly. So you always hear every politician, this is the most important election in our lifetime. This time it almost is. It's like, you know, like it's everything's the most important of everything, actually, right now. Like, we really are in this spot, but this is what we're here for. Whale Capper says people are wondering how they're going to pay their bills by tuning into this show. And us giving them winners, like we gave you 12-1 on the Xfinity Series the other night. We're going to see who Whale Capper likes in the San Diego Derby, who he's taking a look at in the NBA, which was a sleeper team. Get on the grid, bring it.
Yeah, guys, and another 47-1 just hit at Belmont. Dogs galore. Cam Stewart here with the Sports Grid News and Betting Update. You want the edge, get on the grid. Drew Brees apologizing today after his comments about players potentially kneeling during the U.S. National Anthem were met with outrage and backlash in the NFL world. The Saints quarterback issued a heartfelt apology. And speaking to you, it breaks my heart to know the pain I've caused, Brees said in an Instagram post. He added he's sick about the way his comments were perceived yesterday. He takes full responsibility and accountability. Teammate Michael Thomas also accepting Brees' apology for the remarks. In a passionate 15-minute speech, Indianapolis Colts GM Chris Ballard opened up in a tearful and helpful talk, saying white America refuses to listen to the black community. Some bad news for college football lovers. At least five players on the Alabama Crimson Tide football team testing positive for COVID-19. They were an 11-2 team last year. Oregon State has dismissed freshman tight end Rocco Carley after an audio recording surfaced on social media in which Carley used racist language and coach Jonathan Smith axed him. Texas wide receiver Brennan Eagle says he's not going to play another snap of football for the Longhorns based on the social injustice in the United States. He called for people to focus on the bigger picture. And it appears Florida State players won't be training or working out anytime soon. And star defensive tackle Marvin Wilson tweeted about coach Mike Norvell. He said he lied about the one-on-one meetings in the wake of George Floyd's death in the police custody. Norvell today apologized for lying to the players. The NBA's board of governors voted to approve a 22-team return to play format during a conference call today. Portland, Sacramento, New Orleans, San Antonio, Phoenix, and Washington. They'll join the 16 current playoff teams at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando to play 8 regular season games apiece. Training camps now set to begin June 30th. They want to travel to Orlando by July 7th and restart July 31st. This, according to Shams Charania of The Athletic. The NBA also set the draft lottery August 25th, and the draft will go down October 15th. Free agency would begin October 18th, and training camps for next season would begin around November. And listen to this one, guys. They're anticipating next season starting December 1st. Whoa, that's only a 42-day layoff. The G League canceling its season today. The NCAA has changed its deadline date for players to withdraw from the 2020 NBA draft to August 3rd, or 10 days after the draft combine, whatever does come first. Commissioner Roger Goodell of the NFL on a league-wide memo today said coaches can return to their facilities Friday, June 5th, tomorrow, but club facilities can only reopen if given permission from their respective states. The league anticipates the San Francisco 49ers will be the only team unable to return. Bruce Arians says the price tag for running back Devonta Freeman simply too high. Odell Beckham Jr. has impressed Cleveland Browns coaches in the 2020 works. Browns offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt calling Beckham a worker. He loves football. He's smart as hell. And he's just been a model guy this offseason. He's looking for a bounce back year. The NHL and NHLPA have put the finishing touches on their 24-game team format at a best of five play in round one. The remaining four series will be a best of seven. These teams will also be reseeded after every round instead of using the traditional bracket. I'm Cam Stewart. Guys, remember, you got to stick on the grid. We got all your sports and fantasy wagering information all the time. You can also follow us on Instagram and Sports Grid TV. I'm Cam Stewart. Now back to host Gabe Morenci on Game Time Decisions with our friend Whale Capper breaking it down.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down with the raging redhead Cam Stewart. Whale Capper, Whale _ Capper on Twitter is joining us. So let's do some capping right now. Whale Capper, it's great to have you back in the rotation. So the NBA, the playoff format has been approved. And albeit kind of confusing, it's sort of coming together right now. 22 teams go back. They play 8 games. If you're not in a playoff spot right now and you're able to cut it within 4 games, then there's a play-in tournament with the teams that cut it to within 4 games. But the Memphis Grizzlies and the Orlando Magic would only have to win 1 game. The other teams would have to win 2 games when they play against them. Because I was wondering, I'm like, come on, you can't just screw Memphis and Orlando like this. The one last thing, and I'll ask you, Whale Capper, there was a lot of talk about 1 through 16. It doesn't appear that that's the deal here. It looks like they're going East versus West. They haven't had the official press conference yet, but I don't think they're doing the 1 through 16 anymore.
Yeah, no, I agree with all your sentiment, really. They didn't make this easy for the fans to understand what's being rolled out. But they had kind of, you know, it's, and again, when I read the whole thing, when I processed the details, my original reaction was kind of, all right. But at the same time, like, it's sports. It's going to come back. They passed it. It's, you know, we still have 2 months to wait for it to actually take action. And obviously weird stuff can happen in those 2 months, but I think this is probably a go. It sounds like a good plan. They're going to do something cool. It's going to feel big. It's going to feel like things are returning to normal again. And that's awesome. But yeah, they also made this extremely complicated, and you kind of dig through, why did they do this way? What was gained by making this, you know, especially complex? And, you know, they're trying to create a situation that's fair for you know, the teams that were on the outside of the playoffs, but they had relatively easy schedules left, like the Pelicans. And, you know, people will kind of go conspiracy theory and say, well, they really want to get the Pelicans in. That's why they came up with this cockamamie, you know, scheme. But in reality, the Pelicans had the easiest schedule down the home stretch in the NBA. They were going to play plenty of teams that were out and that were going to be focusing on the offseason. And so they missed their own opportunity just because they had kind of an imbalanced schedule to begin with. Similarly, Memphis was going to have a very tough run down the home stretch. And so the fact that, you know, they're trying to create some element of, hey, you know, we're thinking about these things. We're trying to be fair. We're trying to keep, you know, some reasonable, you know, reasonable interest for all of these teams, you know, cause like why not have 30 teams there to play it out? Well, they made the executive decision that, you know, 8 of these teams, they're out of the running. We don't want teams there who have no chance of the playoffs because we're not going to get a legit effort out of that. The fans don't want to watch that. The players don't want to get hurt. That's a complete waste of time. And so, you know, they made some correct and wise decisions, I feel like. And you know, because there's no home court advantage throughout the playoffs, like, I don't know that seeding 1-8 really matters all that much. And so the fact that they're only going to play 8 games is fair. Like, you don't need to have enough games where you really get to work out seeding, because who cares if you're a 3-6 or 4-5 at this point? I mean, all that's different is, you know, your path to the title. And that's,
come on,
you know,
man.
Dude, so
it's the color of the uniforms, bro. We got the uniforms.
Is big. That's right. That's
and don't forget,
that's
remember
true.
One of the proposals, you get to bring your own hardwood.
Yeah, yeah, like wood.
I'm sure the owners are excited about loading up a cargo jet to bring a good bunch of wood. They'll be like, don't you guys have wood at Disney World? What am I bringing? Yeah. Here's a decal sticker of my logo. Put it on the floor and I'll leave my wood home. But as far as the Pelicans are concerned, it's a good point that you raised, because the Pelican schedule was easy, and that was the whole thing. People thought, oh, they're going to track Memphis down because Memphis's schedule was so difficult. And the thing is, guys, there is no free pass for anybody right now, really. The 8 bottom teams are out of the league, right? So suddenly everyone's kind of pretty good. I'm looking at everybody's schedules, and we have the Pelicans, and I'll throw the Pelicans out here, and I want to get Will Kapper's take on if there's a team or two that he thinks is going to come out of this, if there's any value picks. But I just want to say, same thing. We look at this, and I sort of was like, oh, my God, what are we doing here? What is this, an episode of Big Brother? You get to pick your hotel room first. You get to pick the best room in the house, and you win a case of Mountain Dew on night one. And tomorrow on Big Brother, see if Cam Stewart can withstand the challenge. Right? Like, it's like a game show or something. But remember the All-Star game, guys? Remember the All-Star game, guys, with Kobe? And they were like plus 24, and we're like, what the hell are they talking about? What are we even doing here? And they were like, this isn't honoring Kobe. When we saw it, we were like, this is the best thing ever. You got to do this every year. This is like, this is great. This is why the NBA is the best league, right? Like, and the same thing. Everybody's crying now, and then, you know, you're going to have like 22 million people watching with a Super Bowl betting handle on an Orlando Magic Sacramento King play-in game. Like, the world's going to be like, let's go, man. Winner gets in the playoffs, man. This is great. So the Pelican schedule, they play the Sacramento Kings, Utah Jazz, LA Clippers, San Antonio Spurs, Memphis Grizzlies, which would be a big two-game swing game there.
Big one.
The Sacramento Kings again, Grizzlies again, Magic again. So that's like a 4-game swing if they played the Grizzlies twice. So let me ask you, Will Kapper, who are you looking at? Like, which teams do you like coming out of this? Do you have a team that you sort of feel good about?
I do. And you're going to like this one. That Raptors number doesn't look right to me, man.
It's 24-1.
I got to tell you, it doesn't look right to me, man. Part of this is because I think the 1-2-3 in the East, I think, is locked in. It's locked in. They're good. I don't think the Raptors are going from 2-3. I don't think it matters if they flip-flop 2-3. Either way, their path is going to be, they're going to get the worst of, you know, the teams between the Magic and the Nets here. Neither of those teams is at all a first round, first round difficulty as far as the matchup goes. So Raptors lock in at two. They get an easy kind of a warm up round against the Nets, and then they get the Boston Celtics. And I got to tell you, I love the way they match up with the Boston Celtics. The Celtics are a team that does not really have a playoff, thriving roster, in my opinion, whereas the Raptors have, not only the experience of last year's championship up and down that roster, but they absolutely have gotten an incredible emergence from, contributions from the emergence of Pascal Siakam this season has been awesome to watch. And they're a well-balanced, well-rounded team. They have a coach that can make adjustments. These are all things that you want when you're, looking to get involved with, betting a team to win the NBA title, because really any seven-game series all comes down to what can your coach do to adjust. And the fact that they're going to get a healthy Marc Gasol back, I think, is massive. I think that is humongously important for this team. And the fact that they are effectively built around their ability to defend.
Who's playing for a contract, too.
Playing for a contract.
Gasol's and a free agent, even.
Dude, you know what? It's going to take them time to get their offensive rhythm. They may never find their offensive rhythm. This is going to be a weird setting. The shooting's not going to be easy. We don't really know how long it's going to take for, teams to really find their offense in these series. But guess what? If you have a defense that's, if your team is anchored in their defense like the Raptors, you're going to absolutely love this setup. And I really think that, the way that this has kind of, the way that this has transpired, the way that they've established this, this whole, postseason tournament has really evened things big time between the Bucks and the Raptors to win the East. And the fact that you're still seeing the Bucks at the massive favorites at the top of the market to win the East doesn't really add up to me, because I think the Raptors are very locked to knock this off.
They might be a good team, but their price is way out of whack. This is a team that can lose. Say their shooting goes cold. I just want to tell you one thing. Me and Gabe are talking about it. This setup actually works out for Portland. Why don't these guys just shut up? They're the only team that complains all the time. They should be happy to be there, yet, we don't like the format, 22. We want 20. Hey, here's a tip, Blazers. Shut up. You should be happy to be in the damn tournament. That's my take, Will Capper. Yeah.
you're right. This worked out incredibly well for the Blazers. They get Nurkic back. They get Zach back. They are absolutely going to have a much more dangerous roster. This is a team that if they had gotten in at the eighth seed, they probably would have been in four and done against the Lakers. But they are now primed to make some noise, do some damage. I think the reason I had heard at least the reason that they were the one that voted it down is because they wanted a better, more of a chance, right? Like the way that they've set this up, it really favored the Memphis Grizzlies a lot. Like the Grizzlies were going to have a tough time hanging on to that eighth playoff spot if we had played out the season. But
they
now,
just sort of got to go 4-4. Exactly. Like if they just sort of battle, I was thinking about that too. If you're the Grizz, you just have to go 4. You go 5-3, you're going to block everyone out, right? Yeah, there's not okay. Listen, we could talk all night. It's great having you back. Time always flies. But Santa Anita Derby rapidly approaching. Me and Cam have been banging the ponies 24 hours a day. You name a country, we've been betting it. Belmont's back right now. But Santa Anita, small field here this year, Well Capper. Seven horses, and it's all about the 6 and a 7 horse here with Honor AP and Authentic. Or are we missing something? What are you looking at?
It's a two-horse race, and honestly, I think that you're going to get a very, very favorable number on Honor AP on Saturday. I think just based on Baffert taking down both of the Arkansas Derbies, based on the name value, based on people are going to look it up, undefeated three-year-old for Baffert, Authentic, betting him, like that's going to be your overbet horse. I think that is going to create some value on Honor AP, and I think Honor AP is a very, very tough match for him. This is not going to be necessarily, I don't think this should be the fair odds for this price. These two horses probably should be about the same. I think if you're going to get 5-2 or better on Honor AP, you go for it.
Yeah, it's basically a toss-up race. We'll get Cam's thoughts on it on the other side. Whale Capper, it's always a pleasure, sir. Great to have you back. We won't take so long to check in. Despite what everybody, I know no one's talking about, watch out. There's still a virus out there. Stay safe. Game Time Decisions continues.
D DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, throwing it down with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Shout out to everybody tuning in on whatever platform you are joining us on, all of our radio affiliates out there. Thanks to Whale Capper. Great to catch up with Whale Capper. Man, we could kick it with him all night. You know, such a smart guy and a great, great, great handicapper as well. So, you know, Cam, looking at, you know, the digital penetrator, the one of the legends from the Meadowlands, Capper's Corner, legendary Lindsay's going to step up in it a little bit later on, and we'll talk more about this derby. But, you know, it's interesting, basically. It seems to be a two-horse race on Saturday between Honor AP and Authentic. Yet Authentic is the bigger favorite here. You get a little value. Whale Capper talked about potential 5-2s out there for Honor AP. Authentic is undefeated. Authentic is the one that people are going to be looking at. But you know, Honor AP seems like more like the value pick right now. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I'm not even going to say value pick. I'm just going to say, you know, and I look at the connections, and I really, really like Honor AP. And I'll tell you one thing, Mike Smith knows this track like the back of his hand. I like the jockey choice for Honor AP. His buyer figure, 105, speed personified. I think, actually, he should be the favorite in the race. Authentic is a damn good horse. Don't get me wrong. But Honor AP, he shouldn't be 5-2. They should both be 6-5. In my opinion, it's a straight pick. If you're going to give me +250 on a horse, I'm going to take it. I'm going to look around to bet him now. I think he's very, very strong. And, you know, you talk about sheriffs, the trainer, the horse. Like sometimes, you know, when I'm watching the horse racing channel all the time, they got snippets, and you can kind of get information from guys just the way they talk, their body language. And I'll tell you one thing, this trainer is very, very confident. You know what I mean? He has a real quiet kind of confidence the way he's talking about this horse right now. I think in a 7-horse field, Honor AP is the way to go, Gabe. It is a value play. You know, value is not there if the horse loses, but I think the horse should be a co-favorite in this race, and you're getting +250. So I do think there's value on Honor AP. That will be the horse I will take. That will be the horse I will have in matchup bets. Honor AP. Yeah, I'm with it.
Yeah, you know, though, man, it's going to be the most heavily bet exacta box in the history of horse racing.
Yeah, you got to
six
that's
and
the problem.
Seven.
You got yes, yeah, you got to get out of 6 and 7. So we'll talk to
the
digital penetrator.
Same, it'll pay the same thing.
Nothing.
Look, I took an exacta the other day. I put $20 on it, but I took an exacta. It was basically two favorites. This will pay a little bit more than the one that I took. But basically, two even money favorites pays about $440, Ken, right? In that ballpark on $2, right?
Yes, so it does. Yes, it does.
That's what you'll be looking at here. That's what you'll be looking at in that range. You know, you bet $2 on the exacta. If you boxed it on the exacta, you'll get back about $420, $430, $440. depending on, yeah. You know, I have a feeling, though, a lot of people are going to start betting on Honor AP more because sort of the bettors are looking at it and they think it's a toss-up. Now, one thing we'll bring up, a lot of people believe, including, as you mentioned, John Sheriff, and, of course, Mike Smith is going to be on the ride, but a lot of people believe that Honor AP wasn't 100% that day at the San Felipe. Mm-hmm. He wasn't fully healthy, Ken. You know, he raced before. He wasn't in his best form, so to speak. And they weren't using excuses. There were no excuses. You know, Authentic's a great horse. But word is in the stables right now that Honor AP is 100% healthy right now.
Yeah, and that, and I just love the matchup. And that's the thing. You know things are going to change come race day, guys. So I don't know where you're betting, but a lot of books, if you have fixed odds, like you go to certain sites and you can get Honor AP at 5-2 right now, hit it. Because it's not going to be that way for race time. Authentic might go off as a favorite, but for you to get 5-2, that's not going to happen. I agree, Gabe. I think the horse was a little bit banged up. Now the horse is freshened, ready to rock, hot. I love the numbers, too. You break it down. I love the confidence in the training team. I personally love Mike Smith, one of the best jockeys. He'll give him a good trip. Even in trouble, he can find a way to get it done. I just think this is the horse. This is the bet, and I'm in on it, too. If you're looking for somebody else just breaking down the field, I'm thinking, you know, the one horse is somebody I might throw at. Currently 20-1. Maybe we can get some kind of bomb in there because Friar's boy. Yeah. If I don't think it's going to happen, man, it's going to happen. I'll tell you, I'm down with something different happening. I don't think it's just going to go 1-2. One of those horses is not going to come second, in my opinion.
Yeah. Friar's Road in 20-1 is the one horse. Friar's Road 20-1, the one horse. Rushy 8-1 is the two horse. Three horse shooter shoot is the three horse at 6-1. Anno Dor, who of course raced and not very well in the Arkansas Derby. Anno Dor comes in at 10-1. Victor Espinosa, Azul Coast 15-1. One of the Bob Baffert entries at 15-1. Honor AP 5-2. Mike Smith and John Sheriffs. And another Bob Baffert, of course, with Authentic and Drayden Van Dyke. And so Authentic comes in here undefeated. But, you know, the play seems to be on Honor AP here. But as you stated, got to find that third horse, right? Somebody's going to finish in third place.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough. Like, I know you want to pick around. Anno Dor was a very disappointing horse. You're right, Gabe. I remember the last time we bet on some ponies, I was on that horse. I'm not going to say he's going to win this race. Third or fourth seems very, very popular. So basically what I'm going to try to do in this race, you know, try to find some different ways to make money. Maybe connect Honor AP in a daily double, a pick three, because I'm going to tell you it's not just going to be chalk, chalk, chalk. What's happening at Belmont today is absolutely insane. I don't expect that to happen at Santa Anita, but this is the thing that people forget. Like, this is a race 8 is the race. It's not just, you know, like, that's the thing. Sometimes people forget. There's a racing card before that. There's going to be races you like before that. Maybe I'll do a pick 3, race 6, 7, 8, find something there. But Honor AP, if I had to key one horse, he's going to be the one that I'm keying. But I think there could be a bit of an upset, maybe a 20-1 or somebody finishing second too.
All right, so we had Whale Capper joining us. So we'll get back to the horse talk with the digital penetrator, legendary Lindsay. Capper's Corner returns. A very popular segment, Capper's Corner, at the Meadowlands. We used to bring in the regulars that hung out at the sports book and at the racetrack, and you want to cast the characters. Half the guys look like they were extras in the movie Goodfellas, and the rest look like basically... if they didn't win this race, they were going to be sleeping on the street, you know, unless they hit the last race on the way out of Northfield.
Fair, so, you know, fair assessment.
Yeah, we had a real cast of characters. I hope our boy Gary is doing all right, who lives in the parking lot. Yeah. But nevertheless, we'll get back to the race talk. So NBA basketball, we were talking with Whale Capper, and I like to hear this because Whale Capper, you know, last year Whale Capper was high on the Toronto Raptors. He was also high on the Milwaukee Bucks. We saw the Raptors ended up winning the title. Raptors flew under the radar last year as far as odds were concerned, and we rode them all the way through. Playoff series, futures, championships. I spent all my money going to their games, but nevertheless, it was a real fun ride. And here we are once again. And we talked about it yesterday, the ludicrousness of this all, the preposterousness of it. Outrageous. That like the Houston Rockets are 12-1. Yeah. Like James Harden's ever going to win anything. James Harden can't win an All-Star game. All right. Like seriously, if James Harden played a pickup game in a Y, he'd score 102 points, but his team would lose. Like James Harden ain't winning, bro. All right. Yeah. 12-1. You know, and listen, I wish I could legally start my own sports book, MorenciSportsBook.com, but it doesn't exist and I can't legally do it. But if I did, I'd give an odds boost on the Houston Rockets just to take people's money. All right. I wish I
Jazz.
What I'm saying is
odds boost.
What I'm saying is, hey, if you like the Rockets, just send me the money. All right, I'll donate it to charity. But no, I'm just saying the Raptors get no respect whatsoever.
They don't.
We're talking about a 46-win team. They only had their top seven players play in 17 games. In those 17 games, they went 12-5. Albeit they did struggle against teams with winning records, but they never had any cohesiveness. And the thing is, the Raptors had so many injuries throughout the year, guys, that it developed the young players. All right?
Yes.
Listen, I don't think people realize how good Norman
Excellent
Powell
point.
Can All right? Norman mm-hmm. Powell, you know, this guy has really raised the level of his game. But, you know, like just Hollis Jefferson, Terrence Davis, a kid like Chris Boucher. You know, you're able to bring these guys in. Just give them 12, 14 minutes here. You're not going to find a lot of teams as good of a guard situation, guard combo, than the Toronto Raptors with Kyle Lowry and with Fred VanVleet. Two veterans, you know, that have won championships. They have that winning mentality and pedigree right now. Kyle Lowry plays great defense. Like, the Raptors are going to be a very difficult out. Now, are they the favorites? No. But there's no way they should be 24-1. Like, that's ridiculous. FanDuel have them at 24-1, but don't tell anybody. Just bet it and don't tell anybody so we can all cash in with some good numbers here. Milwaukee were a really good team. We don't know how they're going to, you know, it's a completely new season almost. And they rely on the three ball so much. They're still dangerous, but there's no value at all.
They are.
Betting them at plus 240.
Horrible number.
The Lakers are plus 270. Yeah. The Lakers are real dangerous. Like, to me, the Lakers are one of the teams to beat. Like, I think, to me, there's four teams to beat. Yeah, in my opinion, Cam, there's only four teams that can win the championship. All right? The Milwaukee Bucks, the LA Lakers, the LA Clippers, and the Toronto Raptors. Those are the only four teams that I think can win. I don't think any of these other teams. I think the Miami Heat are a dangerous team. Heat are dangerous. But not quite win the championship or make it to the finals dangerous. But the Miami Heat could be a load to deal with.
I agree, too. Jimmy Butler, these guys are going to be ready to rock. They got Bam. They got a lot of really good players on the team. I think the Miami Heat are scary, too. And when they hit the three ball, they're very dangerous. To your earlier point about the Toronto Raptors, too, and this type of format, you got to be ready to rock. And the one thing that people aren't talking about enough, Whale Capper did because he's smart, is Nick Nurse. He's one of the best coaches. You talk about a winning percentage in the league and adjustments. This is going to be different type of basketball. It's not going to be the same. There is no time to screw around. You have to be confident. You have to run your stuff, and you have to be ready to rock. And to your earlier point, too, a lot of these Raptor young players, due to injuries, played excessive minutes. They are ready to rock and working right now. Very dangerous team. But I'm with you, Gabe. I agree with another dark horse. I think the Miami Heat are a team that could go very, very deep. I wouldn't even be surprised if they went to the maybe the Eastern Conference Finals and lost to Toronto. They could go deep. I think they're probably one of the best. You know, if you're looking for a real, real dark horse, I think Miami's one of them for sure.
Well, Miami are 27-1. We talked about the Milwaukee Bucks plus 240, Lakers plus 270, Clippers plus 340, Rockets 12-1. No. Boston Celtics 20-1. Celtics are okay, but they'll lose. They could lose to the Sixers in the first round, those guys.
I think
the Celtics and the Raptors have always been a battle. They each have a very hard time winning on each other's home courts. So it'll be interesting on a neutral court, but I think the Raptors are better than the Boston Celtics are. The Raptors are 24-1. The Nuggets, you know, I was really high on the Nuggets last year as a sleeper to make it to the finals. They don't play good enough defense. Jokic is good, but he turns the ball over late. They don't fully get it. Like, they're one, like, you know what I mean? If Kawhi Leonard was on the Nuggets, they'd be the champions type thing.
I agree
with that. Like, they're that good, but they're just missing that one thing that they just don't get it, that I can't fully buy in. The Heat dangerous at 27-1. The Sixers are too flaky, even though they're very talented. 27-1. The Jazz, I never buy into at 29. The Mavericks at 36. I wouldn't write off the Mavericks at 36. You know, the Mavericks are going to be a difficult team. Problem is for the Mavericks, Cam. The problem is they essentially get the Clippers in the old format and a new format. Like, things can change, but seems like they're destined to play each other no matter what. Get on a grid. Game time decision continues.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Renzi. A couple more minutes left in the first hour of the program. Thanks to Whale Capper for joining us on the program. The legendary Lindsay from Capper's Corner and the Meadowlands Racetrack will join us in hour two. Howard Beck might be joining us as well to talk some NBA basketball. We've been talking some NBA tonight and a lot of NBA this week with this new playoff format coming out. There's something a lot of people don't talk about is actually taking a look at the standings just to see where things stand right now. But I do have a couple of future tickets, and like a lot of people, NBA futures. And just my luck, guys, you know, me and Cam used to not play a lot of futures just because I'm, you know, very impatient. I've broken toasters waiting for Pop-Tarts to cook before. Like, literally and figuratively, I'm a very impatient person. I'm a little better now that I'm older, but I used to be of the mentality. I was like, I'm going to play a ticket now and maybe get paid in a year. I might get hit by a bus. I used to be one of those guys. I don't even know if I'm going to be alive a year from now. Then a year would pass, and I'm like, man, I'm still alive, and that bet would have won. And it's happened.
Exactly.
And I'm like, man, you know what? I told people like 8 months ago this would happen. I didn't bet it because I didn't want to wait 8 months. So I learned my lesson last year. I was like, the Raptors are winning the championship, and they did. And the last couple of years, I've been playing like playoff futures, but I have a hard time with like full-out futures. I know you've gotten into it, Cam. So this year, of course, I load up on the Raptors to win a division, like plus 260. And it's the one damn year that in 100 years they shut the league down due to a pandemic. So I asked FanDuel finally today. I said, so do these standings count after, like the seeds? If the, like, long story short, if the Raptors finish ahead of the Boston Celtics, then I should win the bet. They're in the same division. Like, are they division winners? FanDuel didn't have an answer. They said, we'll let you know when the NBA announces after. Did they win the title or not? They really don't know either. Mm. Like, you know, it's just something we're all going to have to deal with as bettors.
And they've been very good to their clients with stuff.
Yeah, at worst, I'm getting my money back, right? But I'm hoping to get that. I'm hoping to get the nice fat payday. All right, get on the grid. Hour two coming up next.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.